Archie, you okay?
Yeah.
Is it has it come through or is it just not loading or?
Yeah, a minute. If it's come through there.
Yeah. Should just be on your text messages and your emails as well. It should be from MMA Legal.
MMA.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, another background test. I think it comes through mail.
Yeah.
I did send it by both, but yeah.
So it should just say like click here to get started.
Start signing.
Yeah. You just click that for me.
Uh-huh.
And then the document should come up. It should say like click to proceed or something like that.
Right.
So all you've got to do, you should just see a box that just says signature or sign here.
Yeah, it's just loading up and it's, the signal here's not that good.
Yeah. Right, just have to be a little patient whilst it loads.
Document info.
Yeah.
Proceed to document.
Yeah, if you click proceed to document.
Right, that's me. It's loading.
Yeah, no worries. Right, so I think it's typically the whole of Scotland, to be honest, isn't it? The signal's never that good. But every single person that I speak to, I'll just put the phone down and hopefully it'll come through because they don't seem to have any signal.
Right, there's documents come up.
Yeah. So if you just scroll down, you'll see a big grey box that says signature. All you need to do is tap that box and it should pre-populate a signature for you.
How far does it get in?
There's a few pages. I think there's like 10 pages or something like that.
Oh my God. It's stopped and there's not a big square box there.
I think it might just be loading. What can you see at the moment?
Signature, full name.
Yeah, if you just click that where it says signature, if you just tap that with your finger, and it should just fill your signature in for you.
Tell me, full name is signature. Right.
Yeah.
One full,
it says signature.
Right, there's a start next here.
Yeah, so click start.
Start.
Yeah.
Right. And it's a wee tiny signature.
Yeah, it should just fill it in for you automatically once you've clicked it.
Nope.
Once you've tapped your signature, where it said signature, once you tap that, it should just pop your signature in, and then you just move on to the next one and tap the next one.
Yeah, I guess I've been doing by two.
Yeah.
Well, we're finished. We're going down now. One full client back. Right, that's my mother's address. Oh, just about my mother's address. Then
yeah.
I can turn. No, it's no.
I'll just have a couple of
signature. Full name.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you tap that again. Yeah. It should just be filling it in for you as you go through.
Nope.
Just one moment. I'm just going to have a look myself as well. So I think it's page 6 where your name and signature should be.
That'd be the last page.
Yeah, page 6 and page 11, they're both on.
Yeah, that must be a way to invite them.
Yeah.
No, you make pages, it's just...
It should say signed by client, big grey box, signed by client, it'll have full name, date, and then a place to put your signature.
Right. Nope.
Okay. What can you see at the moment?
Right, that's me way back at the very beginning. MMA.
Yeah. Right, so you're at the very top of the page now.
Yes.
So it says MMA. Yeah. Should have today's date on there.
The 17th of February.
Yeah. So if you
my name's been bullet.
Yeah. You keep scrolling down.
But it's telling me here to confirm.
Yeah, so click confirm.
Right, agree to continue.
Yeah, click agree to continue.
Right.
And then what does it say?
Then there's Archibald Quay with a red star. So if I click hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, I've clicked it, it's not doing nothing.
Yeah. No, Lisa, if you just keep scrolling down. To...
Right.
Yeah, just one moment. To page 6. It'll say, signed by client.
Yeah.
It'll have your name, today's date, your name again, and then it should say signature or sign here or something.
Right, here's what I've come to one now is... Signature, that should be red star. Full name,
yeah.
But my name's no in it.
Right, so if you just tap it, if you just tap it with your finger, it should enter your name for you.
Oh, right there you are.
Yeah, and then where it says signature, just tap the signature and it should fill it out for you.
Right, it's got Archibald Quay, AQ, Archie Quay, AQ, Archie Quay, AQ.
Yeah.
My name's at the top. Initials.
Yeah.
Then it's telling me to okay it.
Yeah,
I acknowledge this, my signature.
Yeah.
So I press that, I confirm the rebox.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And then is there anything else you can see?
I acknowledge my signature, initials along, information.
Once you tap them all, it'll pop up in the top corner saying finish.
Tap. Tell me to tap. Draw.
Yep.
And upload. But then
yeah,
it's telling me...
Down, sorry?
It's telling me... Right, it's got a wee tap up in it. Draw. And upload. My name's there. The three signatures are there. And then it's telling me about the acknowledge this. Right, so I've tapped it. And then it's got cancelled or OK.
So click OK.
That's it, Merlin again. Email to me, print, download.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So you can download the copy for yourself now if you'd like.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm just going to refresh on mine. That's all signed now. That is all signed. Thank you for doing that. I know it was a little bit of a bore, but it was still a lot easier than probably thought it was going to be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so... Literally, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to get this claim sent off and processed through the solicitors. These claims do take around 12 months in total, so they will be in touch after like a month or two, just to let you know that the case has been accepted.
Right.
Now, I understand that you did say that you do want a bit of discretion with this, with this case. Now, I completely understand if you don't want us to contact like your children or anything like that.
No.
However... We do need to have a beneficiary, so if anything was to happen to you, the money would go to them, but also just somebody who can confirm that you was at the St. Mary's Institution.
Right.
Who would you like for us to put as that
support in
contact? I don't know.
If it's going to cause all this hassle, just drop it.
No, just hold on one moment. I'm just going to confirm one thing for you, okay?
You still there?
Sorry. worry. I'm just confirming one thing with my manager for you, okay? One more moment, be right here. Hey, lad, you're okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just confirmed my manager. He said that they basically just do need to contact somebody. He's right before the funds are released, though, to be completely honest. Like, once
Just withdraw it.
Right, well, what I was going to say is we'll leave it blank for now, yeah? Because everything is already done. The solicitors, they'll get in contact with yourself later down the line anyway. When they know that you are getting some money back and they know exactly how much you're due, They will contact you. At that point, it's entirely up to you. It doesn't need to be a family member. It could be absolutely anybody that you're willing to put down, you know, contact number. Could be, you know, somebody in the pub, one of your friends in the pub or something like that. Could be absolutely anybody. They don't need to know the ins and outs of it. They just need to confirm, first of all, you are who you say you are, because funds will be being sent to you, and that they can confirm that you was in that institution at the time. Mm-hmm. Now, like I said, what I'll do is I'll leave it blank for now anyway, because I'd rather...
I've never told any of my other friends or anything I've been in an institution.
Yeah.
I've never told my grandkids.
No, of course. That is understandable. Like I said, what might be best is I'll leave it blank for now, get the case ongoing, get the solicitors looking into it. When they turn around in, you know, 9-10 months' time and say there's £30,000-£40,000 sat to a side for you, you can make the decision then. You know, let somebody know. They can contact them and then you can, you know.
Right.
Yeah. But like I said, don't worry about it too much. We're not going to start ringing up your son or anything like that and saying, can you confirm this, this and this? I'm not going to take no details off you today for any family members or anything like that.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to anyway, don't worry. Like I said, once we know that there is a case, once we know that the money has been accepted, the solicitors will get in touch with you to see who you'd want to confirm that you are who you say you are anyway, okay?
Right.
Brilliant. No worries then. Well, other than that then, Archie, you have a lovely day today, and thanks for your time.
Right, no problem.
Yeah, no worries. That is all going ahead, though, for you now.
Okay.
Perfect. You have a lovely day then. Thank you.
Same to you.
Bye.
Bye. I'm from, so that means